My next guest is Adam Lomax. He's the COO of Oxygen Funding here in Lake Forest, California, and we're going to talk about funding options that work today. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you. We always like to start by asking our guests a little bit about their background and how they started down the path to their current career. So tell us about Adam.
Adam started over 25 years ago in the property casualty insurance industry. Did just about every different function in the ops and in the management of those companies, from the retail side all the way up into the insurance company reinsurance areas. Mm-hmm. And from that, I learned a lot about risk management and risk control, and it was a great career. Mm-hmm. And when I left the P&C industry, a very good friend of mine, who's our president today, Don D'Ambrosio, came out of a CFO position in the Lehman Brothers, and we put together a business plan to start Oxygen Funding, which in many ways what we do at Oxygen Funding has a lot to do with risk management and risk control in terms of the businesses that we choose to work with.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Oxygen Funding, let's talk about that, and how long has the company been around, and when did it get its wheels going?
Wheels got going at the very end of 07, so we're in 6 years in, and we've had a great run, a great ride.
Well, you came in probably at a tough time and an opportune time, I guess, because tell us about what Oxygen Funding does.
We provide financing based on sales growth, and so we work with businesses of all types nationwide who are finding themselves succeeding. And in that success, it puts strains on cash. So that's what the problem we solve.
And, of course, in 2008, after you started, a lot of the traditional sources were starting to dry up somewhat, right?
Dry up and probably more accurately, constrained. Okay. A lot of traditional, even today, many of those sources are still in a tight-fisted mode. Most commonly, people think about banks, and banks, if they can work for you, are a great option. But even today, banks are a lot of regulators are looking over their shoulders. There's a lot of industries that they prefer to work in. And so if you can find the right bank, it's a great option, but that's tough.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So it is still kind of not green, but a little yellow out there for small businesses to find capital.
That's a good characterization, yes. And it's a good road if you can find the right place.
Okay. So how do you guys go about helping your customers to find alternative sources of capital?
Well, a lot of times our clients come to us from a traditional financing source, like a bank.
Oh, okay.
Where they've tried to help and they've not been able to either provide enough capital to be meaningful to them, mm-hmm. or not even to approve them at all. And what we do is when we look at a client, we look at their growth prospects, and we look at the types of customer relationships that they have. And presuming that those are good and strong, we can provide funding based directly upon that sales growth.
So they have to provide, obviously, all the traditional financial arrangements, but you guys are looking a little differently than the traditional bank would, right?
Exactly, and that's why the bankers like to work with us, because when a bank looks at a client, they look at the client. They look at their stability, their mm-hmm. ability to repay loans and such. We look at the client, but much more important to us is the customer relationship and the customer that's going to be paying. Mm-hmm. So if the credit of your customer is very strong, that can comprise 80-85% of our decision as to whether we can work with you or not.
Oh, that's great. So somebody that has a good supply of orders in the background and they're growing and they really need some cash flow, maybe a bank's turned them down, or maybe a bank has just said, we're not going to give you very much on this based on your current credit history and line and that type of thing. And you guys can come in and find them often, not all the time. Nobody's 100%.
Not 100%.
So you can find them some financing based on what types of situations would you go into, factoring and things like that, or?
Yeah, the actual type of financing we provide is called factoring.
Okay.
That's the common term that's out there. And it is financing that is directly pegged to a sale. So my client might sell, let's say, to Yahoo. Let's just take an example.
Okay.
And they send out an invoice for $80,000. Yahoo's going to pay. They're always going to pay. Mm-hmm. But they're going to pay within a terms that they've defined. And many times those terms are 45 days, 50 days, 60 days. So if my client has more sales to do, that money's not here.
Mm-hmm.
It's waiting to be paid. So when we at that time we can agree to, if we've approved that customer, we can agree to purchase that invoice and give the bulk of that value at that time. They now have the cash back in their bank account to do the next orders.
So it's a loan or kind of an advance on those future streams that are going to be coming in. And so it must rely a lot on the creditworthiness or the history of the people that are
paying.
The clients, the people that are paying, right?
That's exactly right.
So you're looking not as much as the your client who needs the money, but the people that owe them money or that are going to be paying them in their arrangements. So what can a small business owner or do to assure that they've got the right terms to come to somebody like you? What can they do to make themselves more attractive to a firm like yours?
What we're really looking for is as much payment history as we can get. Now, that's not to say we need years and years of payment history, but, you know, someone who comes to us with 2 weeks of payment history, that's a little more difficult to work with than someone who has 2 months. But when we look at the payment history and we see a consistent pay pattern, that goes a long way for my team to say this is somebody we can work with.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So who's a good candidate? What do you look for besides good payment history as far as size of business, or are there particular types of businesses that you prefer to work with?
Yeah, that's a great question, because we have started with some very young businesses. I've started with businesses that are a couple months old. At levels below $10,000 in terms of financing, and I've also worked with businesses that are 25 years old and can use easily $300,000 or $400,000 a month in service. So there's a wide swath of who we can work with, and like I said, we are nationwide, so it works out really well.
So generally, if someone's just having a problem and they've given up with their bank, or their bank's not giving them the answers that they're looking for, they ought to at least give you a call to try to find out more. Maybe you can help them, and maybe you can't, but it's another alternative for a lot of customers out there, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. So what are some of the keys to success or in your area that the listeners should know about? What's going to make them attractive to you besides, you know, the payment history and all that type of a thing? Is there...
Yeah, like I said, we like to key for growth. So we're looking to see, we would like to come across clients that know they have growth opportunities. Now, not everybody knows that as of tomorrow, but in many cases, my clients do. They've got POs pending, they've got sales that they want to bid on tomorrow, and they just know that cash is holding them back. And those are scenarios where we definitely can make a big difference.
Should somebody call you well before they need the money? I mean,
that's a great question.
Because sounds like emergency. Hey,
yeah, no. We do get those calls. We get calls of people who are at the last second saying, I got a PO to do tomorrow. But it is far better for anyone, not just us, whether you're talking to a bank or you're talking to anyone, to give as much lead time as you can.
Well, and towards that, is it better for someone to call and kind of set up a prearranged relationship, a relationship with you, maybe even if they don't need cash today, just to set the stage so when they do need it, they can turn the faucet on? Or is it only, nope, we only talk to you when you need cash right away?
No, the first option, because we do not charge our clients unless they're using the money. So if they don't need the money today, they can have the open credit line, but not using it yet and not being charged.
Very good. That's a very interesting point, because there might be a lull in somebody's business and they're saying, you know, we're going to go into a busy time and we're going to need more capital. Now's the time to start building a relationship with somebody like Oxygen Funding, right?
Highly recommended way to do it.
Well, that's great. That's very valuable information. And so how does being well-planned in your area, in this area of financing, contribute to a business's bottom line or overall value? What are some of the things you see businesses are able to do as a result of working with you?
What I often see is that business owners who are juggling cash all the time do it almost subconsciously or in the back of their mind. And when they are tight constantly, they start passing on opportunity for sales. They might not do as much marketing as they normally would. They might not call people back as fast, or they try to push orders off because they know they're tight on cash. Mm-hmm. And so I often refer to what happens in our services is that the blinders come off. You know, once they know they've got cash to finance orders, suddenly a lot more orders appear. They were always there, but they were being pushed off.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So they've kind of opened up their capacity, and so their capacity finds them, and more orders find their way to the individuals.
Exactly right.
And it sounds like a lot less stressful way to do business than constantly waiting for that check to make payroll and all those types of things that happen at the last minute for a lot of business owners.
Exactly right.
Very tight for a lot of people out there. Well, if you could tell us a little bit about a client story, somebody that came to you, had some needs, and you said, hey, we can help you out, and what happened after that?
Yeah, I'll talk about a client that recently joined us, came from a bank. He's a manufacturer representative, exclusive distributor for a manufacturer, has a credit line with the manufacturer, but had sales that needed a lot more credit, and the manufacturer couldn't give any more. Bank wasn't able to help, came to us, and we opened up a line for him, and now he literally, the faucet has opened. He is able to go out and bid on any orders he wants to because he can finance them. So he's not being held back by the limitation of his manufacturer credit line anymore.
That's a very rewarding feeling to know you've helped somebody in that way.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Adam Lomax of Oxygen Funding from here in Lake Forest. And Adam, besides the climate of traditional banking, what's the foreseeable future for it? Is it getting better out there for business owners or in the banking world? Or
I would say it is, but it's at a snail's pace. There are certain banks that we work with who are more aggressive, who are trying to help more. But in all cases, banks have regulators that are being very vigilant. They have, I'll call it niches, that they choose to work in where they only want certain industries. And so as a business owner, you could easily get on a treadmill of seeking bank financing, just going bank to bank to bank to bank to bank to find one that would be able to work with you. And that can be a lot of work.
Absolutely. You have to package it all up and tell the story over and over again.
Yep.
Especially if you're getting rejections all over town. And really, there's been such a consolidation in the community bank world. We've been seeing a lot of consolidations going on there that more and more decisions are getting made in boardrooms where no one, you can't really tell what they're talking about, but they really don't want you. So we're talking with Adam Lomax, CEO of Oxygen Funding. And after we come back, we're going to ask you about a couple of client stories and some tips for our users. So
sure.
We'll be right back after this moment. Well, we're back with Adam Lomax, CEO of Oxygen Funding in Lake Forest. And Adam, a lot of great information before the break. Tell us, if you would, give us a couple more client stories, because I think our listeners really relate to those. Tell us about someone that called you, why they needed cash, what their situation was, what you were able to do for them, and what the result was for them following that.
I've got plenty of stories. I'm going to pick one that was one of our first clients. He came to us. He was in the cable industry, install-deinstall cable industry, and he worked using a lot of independent subcontractors. Well, his people needed to be paid every 7 days. And, of course, the cable companies he's working for are not paying every, you know, they're paying 30 days, 40 days, 50 days. And that cash crunch was continual. When he came to us, he had a few trucks and you know, maybe $10,000 in sales. It was very early.
Mm-hmm.
After using our service less than 2 years, he had grown to 45 trucks. He was operating at a couple hundred thousand a month and still growing. And it was strictly because the cash flow restraint was gone. He knew that he would get the cash out of those invoices when he needed to pay his people. And that is a scenario we see time and time again whenever you have that big mismatch between when you get paid and when you have to pay out.
Especially if you pay weekly like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And people, of course, with the economy slowdown and everything, people are stretching out longer and longer. They're holding on as long as they can to pay you. So who suffers? The American businessman, right?
And usually it's the bigger the company, the better they are at doing that. So you'll see the big names out there that people want to work for are the ones who are continually stretching out when
right.
they pay.
Right. Yeah, growth costs money. I mean, you got to keep everything going, and you need to buy more raw materials to get more orders fulfilled.
Absolutely.
You have any? What's another? That's a great example, by the way. What's another one that you've seen?
I have one recent addition to our clientele. 30-year-old company. Well established, does landscaping for a lot of different municipalities in the area. This again came from a bank. It's a current bank client, but they just could not provide enough financing for the growth that he had. So we came in to help him. Now there and we were able to get started quickly, because that's another hallmark of what we do. Is our credit decisions are usually 7 to 10 business days. Big contrast to what a bank
does. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So we were able to get started with him quickly and start fueling that growth for him right away. And in that particular instance, there was a small challenge in that there was a tax obligation, that IRS obligation that was being paid. And, of course, banks, they don't like it when you have any kind of any overdue taxes. So we were able to resolve that situation quickly for them.
Well, and yeah, when banks score you out for their credit worthiness, they don't like liens and they don't like bankruptcies and they don't like a lot of things. But you guys are looking more at what's already coming in and working off of that. So you're looking more at what are the opportunities as opposed to what are all, you know, flaws are flaws, but people can't help that, but if they've got great opportunities, then they're a good candidate for you, right?
Oh, very much so. Oftentimes, you'll notice if you look at our service, banks are often looking back at what has happened. We're looking forward to what we think is going to happen, and that makes a big difference on what we can do.
That's fantastic. Well, I think that's a great opportunity for any business owner that's out there. You have one more story for us? Should we move on to tips?
No, I can give you another story.
I think you look like you have a lot of them.
I do. I just want to, I have a fairly long-term client of ours, local. It's an interesting business. It's very much a cash business. He goes out. His people are all over the country, and they locate used fire extinguisher equipment. So they have to buy cash up front equipment from default, you know, companies that are closing doors, things like that. They then rehab that equipment and resell it as, you know, rehabilitated or refurbished fire extinguisher equipment. So there's a huge mismatch. The cash up front to locate the inventory, then the processing time to fix it, refurbish it, and then sell it in the future. So there can be a 30, 40, 50-day lag. And we solve that lag for him with our services. And it allows him to grow much, much faster than he otherwise could.
Well, it sounds like you guys are a blessing in disguise for a lot of business owners out there because it's gotten so tight, and if they don't have the cash and you can't go to credit cards, and you know, so many people were, in the heyday, they were refinancing their mortgages and things like that, and that line of credit's a lot of times not there anymore. So it sounds like a really important thing for a business owner to think about is, you know, how do we take advantage of this growth curve we might be on right now as we see the economy come back in some way. So a lot of times our listeners are asking for us for tips or ideas or precautions from our guests. Can you give us a few tips for an owner? You know, things maybe they should think about before they call you. They should have these things ready to be able to talk to you about, or how do they package it properly to be able to talk to someone like you, for instance?
Well, first off, you know, we love speaking with business owners to find out where they are and where they think they're going. They don't have to prepare a lot to talk with us. You know, we like those conversations. And many times, if we're not the right answer, we know who the right answer may be. So we're certainly not shy about placing an owner with the right person, the right resource. So I don't know that I would say you have to have these five things ready. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to be able to tell us where you're going. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
Okay. There is a resource in my industry. We're certainly not the only factoring company. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of people in this industry, but there are different operating procedures. You know, we do the way we do it. We have a great rapport with our clients and their customers, and customer service is number one with us. But if they would like to, there's a resource out there they can look at, www.factoring.org. It's just in the industry.
So that'll give them some general information on how to prepare for having a factoring conversation with someone like yourself.
And also good players in the industry. That's what I would say.
Okay, well, those are great tips and ideas for people. Any precautions, any things that, you know, what's too good to be true and when, you know, when not
yes.
to call you? Okay.
Yes, I would say in my industry there's a lot of people that take liberties with how they market themselves. If you start hearing people say, you know, dirt cheap money, instant approval, no verification, no notification, those are all kind of buzzwords that I would say be careful about. A good person in my industry who does a good job, they dot their I's and cross their T's.
What are they going to find when they call those too good to be true? What's typically behind that?
Sometimes what I've seen, and I'm not proud of this in the industry, it's certainly something we would never do, but I've seen situations where cheap rates are thrown out, even in writing. You know, we'll do it for 0.5%. You know, and you're like, oh, well, how could I turn that down? Well, at the end of the day, when you start to use a service, it's not 0.5%.
Oh,
you know?
I see. Okay.
So it's very much smoke and mirror type stuff. And just be careful. You know, when you use us, you know everything's going to be disclosed up front. It's all going to be very clear what you're getting into. Not everybody operates that way in my industry.
Well, that's great information and great tips. So give us your website or how people can reach you and what will they find when they get there?
www.oxygenfunding.com.
Okay.
Probably the thing I'm most proud of on our website is the flashing testimonials that are going by right in front of you at on every page. Those are my clients' words. We don't write those testimonials, and you get a real sense as to what my clients are valuing in our relationship.
Great. Okay. So and they should give you a call or check your website. What's your phone number?
1-800-790-3419.
One more time, it's radio.
1-800-790-3419.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, it's been very interesting. I've learned a lot, and I hope our listeners have been listening in, taking some notes, and they got your phone number, and they will give you a call. And I certainly hope they tell their friends about this interview, which will be back up on the Internet at exitcoachradio.com in just a couple of days. And Adam Lomax, thanks very much.
And thank you, Bill.